Exam file. Page 96. Understand a recording. The invention of traditional family values.
In the 1950s, one-third of American children lived in poverty. In 1900, the United States had the highest divorce rate in the world. In 1900, 10% of children lived in single-parent households. Less than half of American families had a go-to-work dad and a stay-at-home mom. In other words, if we actually look at the past, as opposed to mythologize about the past, we see that it doesn't conform at all to our stereotypes. My concern is that we invest such high expectations in the family that it's often fated to fail, that the family has become an overloaded life raft in a stormy sea, and that we as a society are not doing a good job providing the kinds of supports that will make families function better.
What do you have in mind?
We have today 2/3 of married women working, and an even higher percentage of single mothers working, and we let schools out at 3 p.m.
Right.
In other words, we have not adjusted our social relationships and our social institutions to the realities of today's family life. It's not that people have abandoned family values. It's that our social institutions make it difficult for people to fulfill those expectations.
Right. Thank you so much, Steve, for illuminating that for us.
It's a pleasure to be with you. In the 1950s, one-third of American children lived in poverty. In 1900, the United States had the highest divorce rate in the world. In 1900, 10% of children lived in single-parent households. Less than half of American families had a go-to-work dad and a stay-at-home mom. In other words, if we actually look at the past, as opposed to mythologize about the past, we see that it doesn't conform at all to our stereotypes. My concern is that we invest such high expectations in the family that it's often fated to fail, that the family has become an overloaded life raft in a stormy sea, and that we as a society are not doing a good job providing the kinds of supports that will make families function better.
What do you have in mind?
We have today 2/3 of married women working, and an even higher percentage of single mothers working, and we let schools out at 3 p.m.
Right.
In other words, we have not adjusted our social relationships and our social institutions to the realities of today's family life. It's not that people have abandoned family values. It's that our social institutions make it difficult for people to fulfill those expectations.
Right. Thank you so much, Steve, for illuminating that for us.
It's a pleasure to be with you. In the 1950s, one-third of American children lived in poverty. In 1900, the United States had the highest divorce rate in the world. In 1900, 10% of children lived in single-parent households. Less than half of American families had a go-to-work dad and a stay-at-home mom. In other words, if we actually look at the past, as opposed to mythologize about the past, we see that it doesn't conform at all to our stereotypes. My concern is that we invest such high expectations in the family that it's often fated to fail, that the family has become an overloaded life raft in a stormy sea, and that we as a society are not doing a good job providing the kinds of supports that will make families function better.
What do you have in mind?
We have today 2/3 of married women working and an even higher percentage of single mothers working, and we let schools out at 3 p.m.
Right.
In other words, we have not adjusted our social relationships and our social institutions to the realities of today's family life. It's not that people have abandoned family values. It's that our social institutions make it difficult for people to fulfill those expectations.
Right. Thank you so much, Steve, for illuminating that for us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.